A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 29th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. We also want to welcome our radio to TV viewers. My name is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the plight of survivors of Tropical Cyclone Idai. They are complaining that they have no food, no water, no power, and their homes were destroyed.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Cyclone Idai is one of the worst weather-related catastrophes in the history of Africa. Millions of survivors face dire conditions after the tropical cyclone Idai smashed into Mozambique's coastal city of Beira, unleashing hurricane-force wind and rain that flooded swaths of the country. More than 2 million people have been affected in Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi, where the storm killed hundreds and displaced over a million people. Hundreds are still missing in Mozambique and Zimbabwe.
The cyclone which hit Zimbabwe on the evening of March 15 caused massive flooding and landslides, forcing many to flee their homes and seek higher ground to survive. Some areas have been cut off due to roads and bridges being swept away, and many who need help are unreachable by rescue and evacuation teams. For many, assistance has been slow in coming, resulting in allegations of the politicization of food by the ruling ZANU-PF party. Human Rights Watch has called on Harare to investigate the allegations.
In a statement, the Rice Group said, and I quote, "The allegations of politicized and partisan distribution of emergency aid should be urgently, thoroughly, and impartially investigated." The group adds that anyone found to be pilfering or misusing aid should be held to account. Donors and aid agencies who uncover aid being diverted or distributed along partisan lines should report that publicly and court.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. So, okay, good little Live Talk Lamplanges, Kangela, Ogazagala, Kunangalege, Emanikalin, Lapogule, Isulis Pepo, Ucyclone Idai, O Tilizes Milonoma, Lisa, Otoge, Esuana Gatesi, with Abantomaning, Bati Gavanelis, Utolugula, Jaro Labobati of Funuham, Sugula, Gavafinele, Utwe figure, Lapomere figure corner. So, what's the one domaning, Abala Zindu, Abane, Aba Iskolo, Zipiligile, Abane Jalo, Abala, Umliloga Ketsi, kuzobuya ke lendlela ezinengi zivele kasangeneki. Xa sisikhangela amanzi, amanzi akula, njalo lezambuza zikho, abanye sebesesaba ukuthi songaqhamuka umkhuhlane wesihudo. Ye, sizwile njalo ukuthi kulabantu, okukhanya ngazani nxa sebenika abantu ukudla, bayakhetha ukuthi lo ngwani, lo ngwe-MDC, lo ngwe-ZANU, lo ngwani amabandla. So ke khonoku ke kuyahlupha abantu bathi kumele ukuthi nga kuyamiswa. Sizwile njalo i-Human Rights Watch isithi kumele uhulumende we-ZANU-PF ahlolisise udaba lolu kwenze ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi kuhamba njani. So ke zulu kanti abangenani khona baka kuhlelo siqoqene sizwe ukuthi siyalutshaya ngapha udaba lolu. Blessing kunjalo futhi.
Wonguka Gibson Nasi wadiwa vatereri tila kuti tinge tichiende ramberi nehurukuro yatanga tichita kwemavhiki akati wandei tichitarisa nyaya yedambudziko redutu mpengo remafashamu emvura nekuvhuta kwemhepo kunotyisa kusati kwaoneka munhoroondo yeAfrica zvakapa kuti nzvimbo dzakawanda dzinge dzichiyeredzwa nemvura vanhu vachirasikirwa neupenyu vamwe vachiparadzirwa dzimba midziyo zvipfuyo zvichiyeredzwa vamwe vanhu vakawanda kusvika pari zvino havasi kuzivikanwa kuti vari kupi asi nhasi taona vane mbuka dzinofunidza panenge pachifungidzirwa kuti pane mitumbi yevanhu kana kuti anonzi macadaver dogs dzichienda kuchimanimani kuchinzi kwa kwani kwa kuone kwa nzimbo zinoshika gumini na natu zinofungizirwa kuti zinogona kunge dzine mitumbi yevanhu. Mashoko akanaka nekuti vanhu vakawanda vanga vachiremerwa zvikuru kuti havasi kuona kuti hama dzavo dziri kupi, havakwaniso kuti vadzivige. Hongo vari mukuchema asi vari kuti zviri nani kuti ticheme tichiziva kuti munhu wedu takamuviga apa pane kuti abva angoshayika zvachose. Pari kunziwo chikoro cheNational University of Science and Technology kana kuti NUST chichabatsira nekuita anonzi maDNA kuti vazvizikanwe kuti hama yemufi ndeipi, nekuti vanhu ava vanenge vanga vane nguva yakawandisa mavhiki maviri vakafusirwa pasi nekudaro mitumbi inogona kunge yatanga kuora. Asi hurumende iri kuvimbisa kuti ichagadzirisa iro dambudziko rekunetsa kwezvinhu. Vamwe vari kuchema-chemawo kuti nyaya yechikafu inenge yanetsa, ndo paakuita kuti panyanye kuuyawo mutauro wamwe vachiti paakuitwa zvematongerwo enyika nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi mhuri yeZimbabwe vari kunze nevari munyika vari kuisa musoro pamwe chete kuunganidza rubatsiro. Zvimwe chete zviri kuitwa nenyika dzakatenderedza nemamasangano akaita sana United Nations, vana Red Cross vari kupindawo vachibatsira again.
Yes, blessing. And there's a tweet from the Minister of Information. It's a day old, but I think it's still valuable. The Minister of Transport, Mr. Chulai Moyo, is quoted as saying that the cost of repairing roads and bridges in the cyclone hit areas in Chimanimani and Chipinge will cost around $83 million. So he's quoted as saying that engineers and other experts are already on the ground spearheading repair works. And we are seeing also, you know, him praising NGOs and other people in Chimanimani there for helping a lot in this emergency kind of situation. So there are so many of these tweets that have been sent out by the Ministry of Information. Blessing.
Hongu, Tombo, enda kune vamwe vatereri vedu pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA show. Na tina mkoma Watson Mutau waruti watching from South Africa, tunotenda skuru. Tina Rafnas Sangu Sonyea arguti watching you live from Japan. Oscar Jawi arguti watching live from Chipinge Cheche Growth Point. Tinotenda shukuru mkoma Oscar. Titus Makucha arguti makadi Studio 7, mkoma Dube na mkoma Blessing. Ndiri kukunzwa ndiri pa State House Muharare. Aha. Oscar Jawi tambooverenga uyu. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vese varikutinzwa pangava pa radio kana kuti pa radio to TV pa Facebook page yedu. Gibbs.
I'm told that we've got a video of the sniffer dogs that are in Manicaland, and let's just listen what these people that are having these dogs saying.
South African police search dogs look for Cyclone Idai survivors in Zimbabwe. Welcome help for the families of those believed to be trapped under mud and boulders in Chimanimani district. This 35-year-old man is still looking for his two daughters, one who is 11 and the other one 15. They slipped off from their mother's hands as rains swept away their home March 16, the day Cyclone Idai hit. The father says the Zimbabwean government has done nothing to help and is hoping the South African team will help him get answers.
Yes, I lost, but it is painful to lose what you had without knowing what actually happened. My wish is to see my daughters and bury them properly. All other losses, cars, house, etc., I can replace them. I want to see and bury my daughters as others did to their relatives.
Ngangu is one of the areas worst hit by Cyclone Idai in Chimanimani district. It is now engulfed by a powerful smell which residents say could be from decomposing human bodies. More than 325 people from Chimanimani district are still missing after the cyclone. The South African sniffer dogs will be in Chimanimani for 5 days, searching a radius of 60 to 80.
Yes, so that's a video from one of the VOA correspondents. So I guess we've got our first guest.
And that is,
I think we've got Brighton Sunguro. Oh, I'm told it's clever, Tabaziba. the director of the Methodist Development and Relief Agency. Mr. Tabaziba, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think you can start there, please.
Vatavaziva, mukatudza kuti zvinhu zvaka mira sei kumanika lendu kuti tichitarisa nyaya yekubatsira vanhu vakawirwa nedambudziko redutu mupengo iri.
Ndinokwanisa kutaura ndakamirira Methodist Church Zimbabwe kubatsira kwairi kuita. Methodist Church payakaziva kuti kwaitika dambudziko rakadai, yakamobilize macommunities ayo, ma Methodist members, kuti varespond the disaster. Saka parizvino se Methodist Church taendesa magonyet ma 30 ton gonyet 2 ne ma 8 ton matatu ne 1 15 ton truck. Dosa tati zataunza parizvino kuno kuchimani mani. Zvinhu izvozvo zvinoverengera zvipfeko, magumbeze, shangu, zvokudya nezvokushandisa mudzimba zvakaita semapoto, migoti, chichi, notinoziva kuti vanhu ava vamwe vavo havachina kana chavainacho. Saka ndozvataita pari zvino, asi nekuona vamwe ndikuona kuti tinenge tiri kungoita zvakafanana, nekuti kune zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kuunganidzwa zvatinongoona mamatruck achipinda. Ndorubatsiro rwuripo iye zvino. Asi sechechiwo zvakare tiri kutarisira kuti vanhu ava vakuda psychosocial support. Naizvozvo Methodist Church yakatumira mukuru wekereke vaReverend Dr. Zana, sapresiding bishop, vakaenda nevamwe vafundisi nezuro vakaswera variko vachisangana nemacommunities vachivabatsira vachikurukura navo vakazopedzisira nekupinza svondo. Ndo zvandingati pari zvino takwanisa kuita seMethodist Church.
Tichitaurawo nevamwe vatavaziva vari kunzvimbo ikoko kunana Chipinge, kunana Chimanimani, vari kuchema-chemawo vachiti hongu vari kudzwa kuti chikafu chiri kuenda kunzvimbo iyi, maturo akazara, asi chikafu chinenge chiri kunonoka kusvika kunzvimbo dzavo. Mungazivawo kuti zviri kufamba sei?
Ndinofunga kuti tinofanira kunzwisisa kuti pakaitika dambudziko iri remupengo uyu, rakapaza mabridge, rikapaza nzira. Saka zvichireva kuti iye zvino vanhu vari mushishi yekugadzira nzira kuti vasvike kune nzvimbo dzisati dzaakukwanisa kusvikika. Mukaenda kumotoona kuti magreda ari kushanda 24 hours. Saka zvinogona kunetsa kana vanhu vasinganzwisise kuti chii chiri kuitika. Hongu chikapu chinganonoka, nekuti hakuna mabig trucks ari kukwanisa kusvika pari zvino kunofanira kubatsirwa vanhu. Hurumende iri kusenzesa mahelicopters madiki zvikuru kutakura chikafu kuti chiende kunzvimbo idzodzo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
I think we've got a lady in Manicaland. We've got a video of that lady who is talking about the shortages of boreholes. You know, the boreholes need to be repaired and all those kind of things. And so she's talking about water. So let's hear what she says about that.
Kwanisawo kutigadzirira matoilets, cause kubva pakanaya mvura pakaitika cyclone, matoilets mazhinji akaenda. Vanhu tiri kushandisa mabush toilets. Some peoples vanotora mapadza vachinochera makomba. Some peoples it will be too late kuti atore badza, anongomhanya pasango ongozvibetsera. Saka it will spread the cholera. After all, vanhu tiri kungomwa mvura yemumarivers. Some rivers ndo dziri kubva kune vanhu vakafa, ndo ati kungochera mvura tichimwa. Saka taingokumbira kuti vakatipo even matanks ekuti timwewo mvura, vachitigadzira mapermanent boards. After all, votigadzirirawo kuti vanhu ticherewo mvura pari self, nekutipo even mawater guards aya tombosana kuisa nemapills tosana kuisa mumvura medu, nekuti tiri kumwa mvura dzakasviba. After all, votipowo matens. Kune vanhu vakatoenderwa dzimba dzavo, havana pekugara, navo vari kugara panze. Vombotipowo macamping tend, munhu ombosana achigara pai mucamping tend, maybe it will be safe kuti tigare takadaro. Vakatibatsirawo, tinotenda, nekuti tiri kutochema takatarisawo hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti
Mm-hmm. Of course, that lady there is talking about the problems that actually occur after such disasters. Because like what most villagers are saying, the water destroyed, you know, their boreholes, their open wells, and there's a danger that there might be waterborne diseases. It's already happening in Mozambique, which is worrying because there have been cases of cholera reported in Mozambique, and Zimbabwe is prone to cholera and typhoid. And so she's urging authorities to make sure that those who are affected by this tropical cyclone have access to clean water, because you might survive, but you know, there are problems that are associated with flooding. Gibbs.
Certainly. I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Sally Nobuhle Mlambo. She works with the Platform for Youth Development, and she's based in Checheche in Manicaland province. Welcome to the program, Nobuhle.
Hello, hi.
Yeah, unjani ma'am. Siyaphila. So ke akusitshele kathesi ukuthi kambe kungabe kusenzakalani echecheche khona ngale. Njengoba sizwa kuthiwa kule ndawo ezingazani abantu lokho bengafiki ukuthi bayanika khona abantu ukudla. So kuhamba njani okwamanje?
Okwamanje ukudla kuyabuya, kodwa njengokutsho kukababa, ukudla kuyaphuza. Lezinto ezinjengamanzi awatholakali kakhulu. Kodwa i-situation ekhona kathesi ukuthi ukudla kukhona, abantu bayaniwa. Kwaba lokukhalakhala futhi kokuthi abantu bebenika ukudla ngendlela engayisiwo. Kodwa ngathesi sebezama ukuthi benike wonke umuntu ukudla ngendlela eyiyo. Ye-situation esilayo okwakathesi.
Singathi-ke nxa sukhangele ongazani kuyasilela kakhulu kuyini, ongani kuyahlupha sibini?
Sorry, angikuzwanga.
Ongani kuyahlupha kakhulu okwamanje kuyini?
Amanzi ayahlupha. Amanzi, sisitho amanzi okunatha awatholakali kakhulu. Amanzi akhona owathesi namanzi angcolileyo, kodwa yiwo esingathi ayahlupha. Le ndaba zokudla vele singathi ukudla namanzi yikho okuhluphayo, ngoba ukudla okukhona okubuyayo akweneli inamba zabantu ezinida ukuthi zinikwe ukudla. So kathesi okwakathesi vele amanzi lokudla yinkinga kakhulu efunakala lapha endaweni lapha e-Checheche.
Yes, yawuzwa kakhulu. Sicela ubambe ungayikhatshana mama, sicela ubambe khonapho ucingo. So all what she's saying is that food is a problem down there in Checheche. So she says the water situation too is very critical, and people need water to survive. So without that, there could be some outbreak of cholera or any contagious disease.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the effects of tropical cyclone Idai. Idai actually is a Shona word, which means love. But unfortunately, this tropical cyclone did not show any love as it flooded Mozambique, Malawi, that's the southern part of Malawi, and also east of Harare. In Mozambique, it was the coastal city of Beira that was flooded, almost 90%, according to authorities in Mozambique, of that city is underwater. So it was severe in Mozambique. It weakened as it went inland into Zimbabwe. But still, this is something that Africa has never experienced before. And of course, the international community is mobilizing to assist the three countries that have been affected by this tropical cyclone. Gibbs, let's go back to Mr. Tabaziwa. Mr. Tabaziwa, is you on the line? Mr. Tabaziwa? Mr. Tabaziwa?
I'm told that his phone is down. Maybe you can go to
maybe
Sally.
We'll try to
Mlambo. Yes.
Okay. Ms. Mlambo, talking about the issue of food, there have been these complaints that there is a politicization of food. Have you heard about those allegations?
Yes, I've heard about the situation about the politicization of food distribution. And it's really bad because everyone is suffering. And at this point, you do not expect people to be giving out food on partisan lines. Mm-hmm. But in so many areas and so many places, this has been the third occurrence, really, of how food has been distributed. People have been giving first preference to those who support their party. It's now being used more of a campaign strategy by different people, mm-hmm. by councillors, people, by leadership, really. Mm-hmm. So you find that a lot of people are not getting the required amount of food that they are supposed to be getting. So, however, we have people who've gone on the ground, people from the organization that I belong to. We've been trying to monitor food distribution and to ensure that it is done accordingly in a free and fairness manner so that everyone gets what they are supposed to get.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Of course, I did ask the local government minister who is responsible for the... Mm-hmm. food distribution, and they were saying that they've not had those reports, and they were saying that cars that were captured on video of ZANU-PF members carrying food, I mean, his explanation was that the food was not being looted, but they'd been asked by the government to carry the food to the needy since big trucks could not access some rural areas. But of course, people are complaining that there is this partisan distribution of food. Tinem Tereri Mkoma Richard. Makadi Mkoma Richard.
Diko bo morisei.
Ai wai su tirinani. Tipeo pfungwa zenyu Mkoma Richard.
Tinoti ndaregeni kwa sangutua na mfundi sisha dimuyo. Mm-hmm. Na yada kutu kitawe nizrayo, zinu zinuru waza, zinu shunguru, zazukuru, simiro shirikumusha, especially kita masoja na uya kuita na shinza lupa wanu chikafu wa luku dimanda nye kuda wazimai ina wino waza zukuru ina wese inga kuru zisu wafundi iskana munu wese zakeni na ikuti wanu wafava uni tisi mani kuchimani mani kakara shikawa nu wakawanda zukuru kana masoja shinga kita zakafane hizo zuzunu zunu waza zuzo zoti nzara hii wanu pesa wangu pesa wangu buwa but chumiru chakafane chumiru chumiru waza zukuru tuzo zunu zunu iti zuzo but ati zukuru zi pano yakafana ite kumbira kudai government kwa kutunga miri waigona kukurumiza kundo chirichiza na yakafana hiyo kauti vanumira ibwe misangano yeze yume vanto zvinotika kuboza zvinakunaka vanhu varikuchema hama dzavo vanhu vakumanikidzwa futi kita dzimwenzira dzinakufira zvakadzinamira zvakanaka zvinozvinorwadza izvozvo zvinotibata zvikuru kana tiri vanhu sezimbabwe takarashika vati wakadai chikafu chinounzwa nevanhu vakasiyana siyana kuti batiri hama but masoja akuita tsika ikafana iyo
tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo zvikuru tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tinotenda muenezo rakanaka nawo vose tinotenda zvikuru bye
tinotenda zvikuru of course the pastor Mo is referring to the story that VOA carried today
yes.
That there are allegations was let's underline the word allegations
yeah.
That some soldiers that some desperate women are now seeking sexual favors from soldiers so that they can get food assistance because they are actually desperate. I think we have our second guest, human rights lawyer, Mr. Diawa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, blessing Zulu and the listeners of Studio 7 and everyone in the studio. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Gibbs?
Hey, because he had forgotten me. So anyway, I'll ask him a question. So, Mr. Mavinga.
Yeah,
just joking. So, Mr. Mavinga, you issued a statement here concerning the politicization of food in Manicaland. So what exactly are you saying about that?
Well, what you are saying is that there are serious allegations, including videos and images showing individuals in the ruling party ZANU-PF regalia handling Cyclone Idai aid, and there have been reports of partisan distribution of that aid and politicization of the aid. And we are saying that, yes, these are very serious allegations, and we are calling on the Zimbabwe authorities to immediately and thoroughly investigate these allegations, and if there are any culprits behind these very terrible and pathetic acts, they must be punished appropriately so that there is no impunity and so that aid reaches intended beneficiaries, not political sycophants.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Let's go back to Ms. Mulambo. Ms. Mulambo, are you still on the line? Ms. Mulambo?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yes. There was concern that some areas are still not accessible. Have you managed to visit some of the affected areas, and is the situation on the ground improving at all?
You would realize that, you know, the situation has improved in areas, like you're saying, which are accessible. We still have a bit of road networks left. However, if you know, especially Chimanimani, it's a very mountainous area. Mm-hmm. It's an area which is very difficult, which was difficult to even get to before Cyclone Idai.
Yeah.
So you find that even now, some of the areas and haven't been accessed due to the bad road network which is there. Some areas don't even have bridges and roads anymore. So they are not accessible as of now. However, I managed to go to a few areas in Chimanimani, areas like Biriri, which were a bit accessible by road. And you'd find that the level of devastation there is pretty bad when I'm comparing with areas in Chipinge. It's dire. So we are hoping that government is going to avail more resources like helicopters to try and make sure that all areas can be accessible. That is what we're hoping for.
Maybe on...
I'm told that we've got a caller, Innocent Mchema. Maybe you can take him.
Mkoma Innocent, magadi.
Inofara, magadi.
Aywa, tirinani. Murikupi Mkoma Innocent.
Ndri kuchinoi.
Kwa kadi kuchinoi. Papi pacho pachinoi. Kwa kwaya kwaya.
Aywa, pabiri dema.
Pabiri dema, po. Okay. Pa mashu westa.
Yes, exactly.
Tipeo mfungwa zenyi.
Ani mafu nzuri kwa kuchimani mani zo. Akuyo mafu jaja kuzinza ba uli kopa aniye kuwe okesuni zinende sawe ani matoni.
Hanzi kaku batira asi abasi yese au mgoma Innocent hanzi pano gona kwani kwa nini pano ne papa apa kwete kuti yese wabo wakaenda shua waka batira zatakaoni. Saka poitwa sei manje kuti pasa ite vamwe vanozoita ruoko.
Aiwa,
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Innocent nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Alright, my turn, but...
What Innocent is saying there is that, you know, he does not want even government to be involved in food distribution. He's saying there must be neutral players because, you know, politicization of food must be condemned by everyone.
Yes. So now we've got many countries that are actually sending some aid to Zimbabwe. They include Canada, then we've got the UK and several others. So Canada apparently has set aside about $3.5 million for Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. This was said by Rene Crimonis, who is the ambassador, Canadian ambassador to Zimbabwe, Angola, and Botswana. And then South Africa has sent some sniffer dogs. So some people were asking me whether there are no sniffer dogs in Zimbabwe anymore. And they're saying that during trade fair days, they always see these dogs jumping around. They're thinking that those were sniffer dogs. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the WHO is actually sending 900,000 oral cholera vaccines to Mozambique. And people are saying hopefully they will do the same in Zimbabwe. So, okay, sibuyele ke kusali Mlambo. Mamlambo, nxa sukhangela ikhathesi ke, kunjani nxa singakhuluma ke ngomkhuhlane wesihudo. Libona ngazani ulakho ukuqhamuka yini nxa ukuthi kungela amanzi alungileyo?
Ngibona ingathi uzaba khona umkhuhlane lo ngenxa yokuthi ngapha amanzi akhona namanzi angcolileyo. And njengokuthi ngokutsho kwakho langa umkhuhlane lo uhamba ngamanzi angithi.
Mm-hmm.
So manje nxa abantu bathesi bahlala bebaningi abanamanzi lokuhlanzeka kwakhona vele kulutshwane ngendaba yesituation ekhona owakathesi. So mbona ungathi vele umkhuhlane lo singawuthola nxa abantu bengayekela ukungenela indaba zempilakahle masinyane ngoba abantu abahlalanga kahle vele.
Kodwa kuyini okwenziwa ukwenza ukuthi abantu laba bethole amanzi ahlambulukileyo?
Okwakatheso okungenzakala yikuthi abantu benikwe izinto njengamaphilisi lawane siwafake emanzini ukwenzela ukuthi even nxa bewakha emadamu kumbe emgodi bakwanise ukuthi bengawafaka emanzini amanzi akhona ayahlanzeka. Okungenzakala vele yikuthi i-government kumbe inhlanganiso eziningi ezijeneyo zinganika abantu imithi yokuthi besebenzise emanzini kungaba ngcono ngoba kathesi abantu basebenzisa amanzi akhona enjalo e-wrong. So nxa kunjalo uyabona ukuthi imikhuhlane yakhona vele ingatholakala kalula.
Thank you so much ubambe khonapho-ke ungayikatshana. So she's talking about the lack of clean water, and she's saying it would be better for people to get those tablets that you throw into the water and it makes the water to be better, So she says maybe NGOs or the government should provide that because people are now drinking raw water, which is very, very dangerous.
Regaiti dzokere kuna vamavinga muchiri pere parunare.
Wongu vazolondiri pano.
Maburitsa imi gwaro kuvatori venhau muchinyunyuta kana kugunun'una nekupiwa kuri kuitwa chikafu kuvanhu muchiti imi pane mashoko anofanira kuferefetwa kuti chikafu ichi chinogona kunge chisiri kufambiswa zvakanaka. Chii chapa kuti mubude negwaro?
Hongu tine mashoko atakatambira mukutaura nevanhu vari kuchimanimani vakavhiringwa nemafashamu emvura yecyclone Idai. Tinonzwa kuti kune vamwe vemusangano webato rinotongaredza noPF vari kuita hunzire kuba zvinhu zvakagovewa kuti zvipirwe vari kutambura vakaparadzirwa misha yavo. Pane mifananidzo yateketera pasocial media, paWhatsapp nepaTwitter nepaFacebook, zvakarewo mavhidhiyo atakaona ezvinhu zvinonyadzisa, zvinosvoresa, zvisina hunhu zvekubiwa kwechikafu chakapiwa nevamwe vanenge vaine shungu yekuti vayamure, asi chikafu ichi hachichasviki kwachakafanira kuenda. Chava kukomutswa chotaridzwa kuhomwe dzevane zvematongo wenyika zvakadzama. Tinozvishora, asi chikumbiro chedu kuhurumende yeZimbabwe ndechekuti vasafuratira kana vachinzwa kugununa kuri kuita vanhu. Vanofanira kukurumidza kuferefeta, kutsvagurudza kuti chii chiri kuitika. Kana vachinge vabata nharadada idzodzo, dzinofanira kutongwa zvakaomarara, zvisinei nekuti vana vemusangano wezanuPF. Mbavha imbavha inofanira kuti itongwe zvakaomarara, nekuti hazvina chimiro, hazvina hunhu, uyezve zvinoodza moyo yevaya vanoda kupa. Tinoziva kuti vana veZimbabwe pasi rese vanga vachiisa maoko pamwe chete kuti vabatsire mhuri dziri kumusha, asi kana kuti shoroma dzemusangano wezanuPF ndo dziri kudya zvamuri kutumira kumusha, vanoora moyo vobva vatadza kutsigira hama dziri kutambudzika. Saka hurumende ngaipindire, mapurisa ngaapindire, chikafu kana magumbeze nezvimwe nemvura nezveutano zvinopiwa hazvifaniri kupiwa nemasangano ezvematongerwo enyika. Zvinofanira kupiwa nehurumende zvichipiwa munhu wese anokodzera, zvisinei nekuti akapfeka hanzu yemusangano upi. Hapafaniri kugunzwa mubvunzo wekuti unotsigira bato riti kana kuti tipe chitikinyani chemusangano. Hazvina kunaka, zvinoshoresa. Tinokumbirisawo hurumende yeZimbabwe, tapota teererai, musangoramba muchiti aiwa hazvisi kuitika, nekuti pane umbowo huripo, pane ufakazi huripo. Vanhu vari kuchema, ino inguva yedambudziko remapashama emvura. Vanhu havafaniri kuchema zviviri, kuchema mapashama emvura nekuchema humbavha, humbimbindoga neugororo hunenge hwaakuitwa nemakoronera emusangano webato rebotonga reZANUPF.
Tinotenda vamavhinga. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Tropical Cyclone Idai that flooded parts of Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi, killing nearly 700 people, and hundreds are still missing. Gibbs.
Let's see who's in the Facebook, on our Facebook pages. We've got Umtandeni, Mkondisi Chibale, Ukumbulani Ngube, kuzobuya lo Melody Golide, uthi tube linjani khona ngapho lo Blessing. Kuzobuya njalo uVusi Mpofu uthi ye kuzima lokho esikuzwayo bafowethu kuyethusa. Inkosi khona, imikhuhlane bayakufa abantu benkosi. Kuzobuya njalo lo Thembani la uthi hey kunzima ngikhona lapho ke eFollows, ngiyalibukele khona manje likhuluma. Kuzobuya njalo lo Balance Moyo, uBalance Moyo ke uthi vele uzoba khona umkhuhlane njengoba ke kungela manje. Sure, kuzima kakhulu lokho. So these are some of the people blessing that are on the VOA Ndebele page. So don't forget that you are on the Ndebele page, and then we've got the VOA Facebook page, which is English, and then we've got the VOA Shona page. So just join us right now so that you can chat. Yeah, kunjalo fowethu.
Tinenge tine muteereri. I think Ndimkoma Walter. Makadi.
Ribo Makadi.
Aiwa, tiri nani, muri kupi?
Ribo Blawai.
Muri kuBulawayo, papi pacho kuBulawayo?
Kunketa
here? Koi?
Mayana?
Ndati muri kunketa here?
Mpopoma.
Mpopoma?
Eh.
Okay, all right. Kuri sei kuMpopoma?
Kumpopoma kuripo.
All right. Nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa iyi, Mukoma Water, tiri kutaura nenyaya yecyclone iyi, muri kuonawo sei?
Zvakaitika zviya. Nungo chema zemuri ya Zimbabwe tiri pamwe chete, but tinozoona zvimwe zvine zvakuitwa nedzimwe hama dzedu hazvisi zvinhu zvakanaka.
Saka pangagadziriswe sei?
Isu se tongotisepo hwande zvinhu zvinonetsa kuti tingazvigadzire sei. Tinotongodaiwo vakuru pachavo vazvigadzire.
Asi imi makaendisawo here rubatsiro Mukoma Walter?
Ndakaendisa zvishoma zvandaive nazvo.
Haiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Ndo zvatiri kukurudzira izvozvo kuti vanhu vasaora havo mwoyo, varambe vachitumira nepavanogona, nekuti vanhu vacho variko uko kumanikaland masvingo zvakare yakabatwa nedambudziko iri, havana kana chekubata kana pekutangira kana poto zvayo.
Tinongoona pamwe chete, tingobetserana semhuri imwe chete yeZimbabwe.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Walter nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Maitabasi.
Tinotenda. Of course, Gibbs, Walter in Mpopoma. He's saying that, you know, food must not be politicized because this is a national disaster that affects all Zimbabweans.
Ye, kunjalo ke Blessing. Sike sizwe ke ubaba uDeo Mavhinga lapho ukuthi, Mr. Mavhinga, there are these allegations that some soldiers are actually, you know, engaged in some kind of illicit affairs with people down there in Mutare in exchange for food. So, you know, you are a human rights lawyer. What can you tell villagers that are facing this kind of a problem?
It is always a big problem, Gibbs, when there is a sense of lawlessness, a breakdown in the rule of law, and when those who are supposed to protect citizens commit abuses
that they will get away with it. What is important is for members of the communities in Mani Mani to know that it is illegal and criminal for any member of the state security forces to try and induce them, bribe them, or get into illicit affairs. Those must be reported, those must be resisted, and there is the power of social media. Members of the public must report to the authorities and also to media organizations and human rights organizations, and also lawyers, because there are human rights lawyers in Zimbabwe. I know Zoko Lawyers for Human Rights and others are on the ground. They must quickly report these criminal activities so that this will be taken up with the relevant authorities and appropriate steps taken to stop it. But what is important is to know that it is absolutely illegal, and they must not pay to receive any aid or not give any favors, because these are donations from humanitarian agencies, well-wishers, and Zimbabweans the world over who are also supporting, but they are not asking for payment. This is for free. So people must know that this aid is not from party structures. It is from the international community, from ordinary Zimbabweans all over the world and inside Zimbabwe, from private companies, from church groups, but it is not to be paid for, and no favors must be demanded or given.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Mr. Mavinga. Pleasant.
Of course, Gibbs, we still have Miss Mlambo. Miss Mlambo, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes. We have seen, Miss Mlambo, that the United Nations is responding to this crisis, and UNICEF was estimating that 1.5 million children could be affected in, or have been affected in Malawi, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe. Is your organization also targeting these vulnerable groups, or this particular group? Mm-hmm.
We have been targeting the vulnerable groups, such as young children and women, because we believe that these are the most affected by this cyclone. We have children who have been traumatized simply by this experience of watching even their own, their parents passing away, even the traumatic experiencing of just being in a lot of water and failing to swim. Just watching destruction of such a magnitude has been traumatizing for a lot of children. So we have been trying to compile a report on the effects of Cyclone Idai on all the children. And we have been looking also at the vulnerability of women, because it is women who have mostly been affected, in the sense that most men, if you are aware of Manicaland, especially Chipinge, you find that a lot of men, they go to South Africa to look for jobs. Mm-hmm. So the majority are the women who stay behind and they are looking after their families. So you find that women are the ones who have been left to face the situation of no homes, of losing property, and losing a lot of children as well. We're not saying men haven't been affected. Yes, they have been. But we're saying the most affected have been women and children. A lot of women have lost husbands. They've lost children. So we are looking and still trying to compile figures on how many children have been affected by this cyclone, how many children have been left as orphans. We have lost both parents who have lost one parent. So this is what we have been trying to do as of now, trying to figure out how we go about it and how we're going to try and compile, not just children becoming orphans, but how it's going to even affect their schoolwork, if they're going to manage to go back to school, that sort of thing. That is what we've been looking at.
Thank you so much. Of course, the area of post-traumatic stress disorder is something that needs to be looked into. Gibbs?
Slow Panapas, 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 slow Panapas,
slow Panapas, slow Panapas, Sangela lotava, only lapa, Emma Tetelel, and Lalo, Lian, Sisa Ubutu. yikho okwenza ukuthi ngibhale sokuthi uhulumende kumele akhangele sibili ngoba abantu kabavunanga emathinini. Ngoba abantu sibili lapha bayalamba edinga.
So singathi ke loba belamba sibili kakhulu lake lezwa lina ngeZulu lesiphepho leli kuCyclone Idai lezwa kuthiwa kuhambe njani vele khona ngapha eBinga?
Ya lapha sake sakuza sibili but lapha kalisafikanga izulu lankhona.
Ye kodwa bakhona yini abantu ozwe kuthiwa bafuna ukuyancedisa bo lapha abahluphekileyo?
Ye bakhona sibili.
Kuthiwa bahambisani khona ngale?
Ngale bakhambisa impahla lokunye okuhle.
Ye impahla abayihambisayo injengani ba?
Njengesigqoko.
Wo bazithatha ngaphi isigqoko khonapho?
Bayahlanganisa njengabantu.
Ukudla ke uzokuthiwa bathumenze ukudla okunjani?
Ukudla angikwazi ukuthi bathumeze okunjani.
Ngisengathi ngabantu nje kumbe kuhanjiswa ngurhulumente kuthiwani kona ngokuzo kwakho?
Hayi zokuthi kuhanjiswa ngurhulumente.
Ehe. So uke wakhuluma ngokuthi eBinga khona ngapho lakwakula kudla abantu pho badlani?
Vele abantu balala yendlala ngathi abanye baphanda imithi esegangeni.
Baphanda izihlahla?
Izihlahla.
Izihlahla ziyadliwa?
Ya, kunezinye ezidliwayo.
Kuthiwa kuyini izihlahla zankhona?
Ngesindebela kwazi but ngikwazi ngesitonga.
Kuthiwani ngesitonga?
Ngesitonga kuthiwa udoma.
Udomo?
Udoma.
Udoma.
Yeah.
Yeah. So ke kodwa ungathini ke nxa ungatshiya ilizwi nje ebantwini abasemanicaland ungathini ngabo?
Lapha ngathi hheyi ngizwa usizi lami kuyangisukuluza engqondweni lokhu okwenzakale emanicaland.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu. Sibonge kakhulu Barnabas ungaphuka ngikhona khonapha eBinga.
Lapha eMaluve.
EMaluve,
eh? Siyabonga.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu Dalumba.
Ya ngiyabonga lami.
Okay, bye bye ba.
Okay.
So Barnabas is in Maluba in Binga. He says, you know, like any other Zimbabwean, he's feeling very, very sad about what happened in Manicaland. And he says he's happy that some people, even from Binga, are actually sending some stuff there, but he's not sure whether it's the government or it's the people. And he says, you know, in Binga, there is hunger. You know, he says people are now eating some kind of tree roots and calls them udoma. So I think they pound them after taking those roots and drying them. So he says the situation is bad even that side.
Let's go back to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, Mr. Zulu.
Yeah, but is it easy, Mr. Mavinga, you work with non-governmental organizations to get assistance going forward? I mean, we are also looking at the fact that even before this cyclone, 5.3 million Zimbabweans were in need of food assistance. And this is going to add to that number. The government, of course, through its so-called Command Agriculture, had assured the nation that they had enough in their strategic grain reserves. Of course, that is being disputed by some. But can this level of assistance that we are seeing be maintained going forward?
Yes, it is possible to maintain this level of assistance if there is the necessary humility on the part of the authorities to be able to ask for help from Zimbabwe, from companies, and from the international community, number one. Number two, for the authorities to take corrective measures when there are reports of wrongdoing. What is unacceptable is to ignore the very serious allegations of theft, misuse, or politicization of emergency aid. Because if that is not addressed, there will be no confidence or public trust. The trust will be broken, and that would undermine the capacity of the people to give and to mobilize resources. So if the government of Zimbabwe steps forward and takes corrective measures and punishes as appropriate those responsible, everyone will see and notice and acknowledge the seriousness of the actions, and that will keep the lines of support open. What would be damaging is to take a high posturing position, to pontificate and to sweep things under the carpet and ignore these quite pathetic actions and claim that really it never happened. That would not help the cause. We need Zimbabwe to demonstrate it has turned over a new leaf and that it is prepared to take the necessary corrective measures, no matter how painful, in order to show that those that commit abuses will not get away with it, regardless of their position in politics. The problem over the years, blessing in Zimbabwe, has been impunity. When those that commit gross abuses know that they will get away with it, we now need to ensure that there is decisive action, thorough investigations by impartial authorities, and appropriate punishment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs, we have someone following us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Courtney Mpemi, Koti, Arguti, call me. Thank you so much. Joel Lloyd Bizure, Arguti, it is important to note that international aid agencies are giving assistance to all affected countries basing on categorization of the disaster. Zimbabwe is currently categorized at Category 1, Malawi Category 2, and Mozambique Category 3, based on numbers of those affected and magnitude of destruction. So we need not understate our figures for whatever reasons. Of course, there are those concerns, especially on the number of people who might have died. Are saying the government is not revising the figures at all. Mm-hmm. It's target 179. Mm-hmm. But you talk to the locals, they are telling you that they are burying sometimes 2-3 people a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not telling. But of course, the government has been saying that it needs to verify all the people who might have died, you know. So this is why they are saying they are slow. Gibbs.
Yes, I am thinking about my words. What is it? It's cool. Maybe lo, because I'm Lambo. I'm a fisherman. I'm going to send to. So, if you want to go, Mam Lambo, la pogoti. Kavezi ekugeni utabantu abafileyo vele bangaki. Uchalo kuti asichalo kuti 179 kuze buya 327 abangabonakaliyo 99 okuthi abangcwatshwa. Kodwa ke ubona ngazani inani labantu abafileyo sibili ababhubhileyo lingabe lifika ngapi kwankona?
Into eyokuqala khona ukuthi uhulumende yafuna ukuthi ebabaze kakhulu inani labantu abazifileyo. Ngoba kuzathengisela kakhulu ukuthi bona behluleke ukuthi bevikele abantu babo from indaba le kasayifeni kaye. Nxa sikhangela ama-numbers abantu laba esingathi ingxenye batshonile, mina ngibona ingathi bengadlula even amakhulu ayihlanu bengadlula. Ngoba okwakathesi kula nabanye abangababonakali, abanye asikwazi ukuthi imizimba yabo sizayithola na. Kodwa abantu abakathesi esingabatholiyo baningi kakhulu. So bona uhulumende akafuni ukuthi ayazwa kahle ukuthi inamba eqinisekileyo kakhulu ngeyiphi, ngenxa yokuthi bahle bebekwazi ukuthi umkhosi ungaba mningi kakhulu, abantu sibengazwa iqiniso lokuthi abantu abatshonileyo bangaki. Kodwa eqinisweni inani abalitshoyo bona lenani thina esilibonayo lapho esikhona kuchiyene kakhulu. Akula qiniso ngenamba yabo abayikhulumayo.
Yes, I was kakhulu ke. So according to Salim Lambo, maybe over 500 people may have died in this kind of disaster, but she's saying that the government is underplaying this so that there won't be an outcry nationally. You know, and she's saying that some people may never be found again.
That's true.
Yeah.
Of course, the government had said there must be a census of some sort. The government officials I talked to were saying that they had ordered chiefs, headmen, and others to do a head count to see who might be missing, so that you know, they can come up with an accurate number. But I was talking to some councillors. They are saying that has not been done.
Yeah.
They are still continuing with their efforts to find missing relatives. Mr. Mavinga,
on another, we've got a caller. Maoza.
Maoza, oh, okay. Yeah. Maoza, Magadi. Aiwa, tiripo, mangama kujambwa ne computer. Tipeo pukwa zenyu wa Maoza.
Okay, ichaora chini. As long we go ari po awa staff kongo staff, anyone di angi staff le kongo le ari po panyanga. And iyo ne bisu ni chete atinga tari kira singa buda kupawa kuwari. Baka reshwe ka baba baba biya mele chini wa right kisha. Kaka, ndiyo 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 ndiyo
That's a blank line.
Hello. Narembo Shachininge Kanga Nisika. But he's saying the government is not handling this very well. Let's go to Mr. Mavinga as we come to the end of the program. Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, Mr. Zulu, I'm here.
Yes, I was talking to some people in Chimanimani and Chipinge, and they were complaining that the bureaucracy was just too much, you know, when it comes to burying their relatives. They were saying that some members of the police force were not very helpful, so they just ended up burying their beloved ones without getting the necessary papers. Will it not be problematic in future?
It could pose very serious challenges in the future. And I think what is important is that there is need to be culturally sensitive to the communities affected. And the authorities should also deploy the police and others who are assisting from the civil protection unit who are of that kind of cultural sensitivity, number one. Also, what is required is that you have the communities take a lead in finding solutions, because it also helps them in the healing process. There is need for empathy. It's not technical. It's not a process that does not involve emotion, because it's a huge tragedy. People have lost their loved ones, some several members of the family. So there is also need for the government to deploy mental health support, psychological support services, counseling services, to talk the communities through and to encourage those that are helping to be ultra-sensitive. So it's not just a matter of saying we have come to help, but to approach that with a measure of humility and to ensure that going forward we would not have these kinds of challenges. But I think one of the problems, blessing, was that there was insufficient preparedness on the part of the authorities. It is quite surprising that, in fact, Zimbabwe got to name the cyclone, tropical cyclone Idai, which means love in Shona, but was not prepared for the eventuality when it struck. We need to learn from this, and a lot of lessons must be learned.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga.
What was done wrong and what can be done better.
Thank you so much. Let's end on that note, and we want to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer, also Mr. Clever Tavaziva, Director, Methodist Development Relief Agency, Mr. Salim Lambo, Platform for Youth Development based in Che, Manicaland, and I want to also thank our viewers, our listeners, and our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer, signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying bye-bye. Have a lovely weekend.